pretty much each one of us has some big dream for our lives woven into our DNA by God. But most people realize that to live out that dream, they're going to have to leave their comfort zone. And that, that's scary. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be with you again. Today we're going to take a look at living outside your comfort zone from a different perspective. And please stick with me because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet. It's called Blessed to Be a Blessing. I'd love to send you a free copy to help you more and more become a channel of God's blessing into this lost and hurting world. Yesterday, on a different perspective, we had a look at the dreams that we have in our lives. We all have a dream, something that we really want to do. It's normally something we're good at. It's normally something that really excites us. Sometimes we had the dream a long time ago, and through the pressures of life, we've forgotten them. But God weaves those dreams, His purposes, into us, into our DNA, the things that we really are good at, that we really enjoy doing. We all have the dreams. But there's something that stops us sometimes from living them. And that something is fear. Our big dream in life is scary because it's about leaving the familiar. It's about leaving our comfort zone. And leaving your comfort zone can be really scary. If you know someone who's living out their dream, you know, someone in whom God has planted something and they're out there living it and loving it, and you go and ask them and you say, what were the early days like? What was it like at the beginning? You're likely to get an answer something like this. Before I stepped out into my dream, every time I thought about the dream, it made me whistle. Every time I thought about the dream, it made me soar like an eagle. But when I took my first step, all I felt was fear. And as I took a few extra steps, it didn't feel like a dream anymore. And I started to focus on the things that really scared me. But if we could go to the end of our life, a life lived with a dream in our hearts that we'd never pursued, how would we feel? How would we feel if we looked back on that life and said, man, I know God planted that dream in my life. Why didn't I ever chase it? Why did I waste my life? The words I'm about to read you are written by an elderly woman looking back on her life, and she says this: if I had my life to live over, I'd dare to make more mistakes next time. I'd relax, I'd limber up, I'd be sillier than I've been this trip. I'd take fewer things seriously. I'd take more chances. I'd climb more mountains and swim more rivers. I'd eat more ice cream and less beans. I'd perhaps have more actual troubles and fewer imaginary ones. You see, I'm one of those people who live sensibly and sanely, hour after hour, day after day. I've had my moments, and if I had it to do all over again, I'd have more of them. In fact, I'd try to do nothing else, just moments, one after the other, instead of living so many years ahead of time. I've been one of those people who never goes anywhere without a thermometer, hot water bottle, raincoat and parachute. If I had to do it again, I'd travel lighter next time. I'd start barefoot earlier in the spring and stay that way later in the autumn. I'd go to more dinners, I'd ride more merry-go-rounds, I'd pick more daisies. Isn't it interesting how someone can look back on their life and say, I let the fear of chasing my dreams override that dream, and so I lived a very measured life, a very ordered life. But I have a sense that I didn't live the life that God wanted me to live. What about you? Let me ask you really plainly and directly, but in love. Has God put a dream in your heart? Is there something eating away at you, but you've always been too scared to try? Maybe it's a career thing. Maybe it's a vocation thing. I don't know. Maybe it's a ministry thing. But there's a dream there that you've always wanted to follow, but you've just been too scared to go. If you looked at the Lord straight in the eye and said, Lord, what's the dream that you have for my life? What would that be? What would that look like? Maybe your dream is to become a nurse. Maybe your dream is to travel overseas and minister to the poor. Maybe that dream is to be a tennis player. I mean, there are so many dreams, and not all of them look spiritual. Not all of them look conventional. Joshua had a dream. After Moses died, his dream was to take God's people into the promised land. Listen to what God said about him, and listen especially to what God said about fear. This comes from the first chapter of Joshua's dream. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, my servant Moses is now dead. Now proceed across the Jordan, you and all the people into the land that I am giving to them, to the Israelites. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and the Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites to the great sea in the west shall be your territory. No one shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you, but be strong and courageous, for you shall put this people in possession of the land that I swore to their ancestors to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to act in accordance with the law that my service commanded you. Don't turn from the right or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. How many times does God say to Joshua, be strong and courageous. Be strong and very courageous. Only I say again to you, be strong and courageous and do not fear. Why do you think God had to tell him that? My hunch is Josh was afraid because Joshua had to go and take this people across the Jordan into the promised land and fight a whole bunch of other peoples to bring them in possession of the thing that God had promised them. But God said to Joshua, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have already given to you. You notice the tense? When you go, if this dream is God's dream, it is already done for us. And when we walk out there sometimes, it looks really, really scary. Last year, we bought a cat, this beautiful little kitten. Her name is Dog. Now, you might say it's a silly name for a cat, but that's the name the cat had, so we call her Dog. And as she's grown up, she's almost a year old now, she plays in the house and she plays in our backyard. We live in a terrace house, so it's a very small block and it's a very small backyard. And we leave the front door open all the time. But do you think that the cat will go out that front door? Absolutely no way, because her territory in her mind stops at the door. There is an invisible wall of fear between her and the front yard. She cannot bear to even go near that front door. It's funny, isn't it? She has this view in her head, in her little head, of what her territory is, and she ain't going beyond that view. How often are we like that with our comfort zones? How often are we afraid to step through that invisible wall of fear? In following the dream that God's put on my heart, I've had to step through that invisible wall. And what I discovered is when I took that one step, I was still alive on the other side. If it's God's dream, no weapon formed against us will prosper or stand. And we know it's God's dream. As we dream dreams, in our hearts, it burns so strongly. It might be hard to leave our comfort zones, but you know something? I think it's harder to forsake our dreams. Sometimes we just don't feel worthy. But God says, take courage, because I have gone before you. Take courage, because it's my dream too. Take courage, because no one will be able to stand against you for all your life. When you experience setbacks, when you're afraid, when you're alone, take courage, because I am with you in that dream. The whole point of living out our dreams isn't just self-fulfillment, although that's a big side benefit. Now, from God's perspective, the point of it all is for us to be a blessing to others, for us to share His love, His blessings, with others. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Blessed to Be a Blessing, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you more and more become a channel of God's blessing into this lost and hurting world. In fact, at the end of each chapter, you're going to find some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's word right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.